Molpe Strömmen.
It's like another planet. That's what the representative for the International Union for Conservation of Nature exclaimed when visiting Berge Gardarna. He was out there as a part of the evaluation process when the Kvarken Archipelago was nominated for the World Heritage List, along with Sweden's High Coast World Heritage Site. He just couldn't believe his eyes. Here, by the Molpe stream, the landscape may seem gentle, friendly and inviting, with its small red boathouses, public beach and dance pavilion. But further out in the southern part of the Kvarken Archipelago World Heritage Site, the view changes character. There, a myriad of rock boulders seems to be rising from the sea as they tower at various heights above its surface. Some of them are as huge as a house. Most of them are sharp and rough. They were deposited when the continental ice sheet melted during the most recent ice age. It almost looks as if a huge hand had strewn them at random across the sea floor. For centuries, ship captains and other seafarers have respected and even feared these waters. All too often, this archipelago has become their watery grave. Off the coast of Molpe and Berge, countless shipwrecks lie at the bottom of the sea. In most cases, they ran aground on one or another of the millions of boulders or thousands of submerged banks of gravel and rocks. Severe autumn storms with lashing rain or snow, magnetic deviations, and the sea current have also played their part in pushing ships off course. Worst of all, the navigation charts themselves become inaccurate and outdated within just a couple of decades, since the land uplift here causes new rocks to rise towards the surface constantly. But those who knew the unmarked passageways, who knew where there were no rocks hidden just below the surface, they could use the many hiding places and secret routes offered by this archipelago to their advantage. That was what the smugglers did during the first half of the 20th century. Coffee and sugar, rubber and tin were among the usual contraband, but people were smuggled too. Before Finland became independent in 1917, many activists, fugitives, emigrants, and even spies were helped by the islanders to flee to safety in Sweden. The distance between the most western Finnish islands and the most eastern on the Swedish side isn't more than 22 kilometers here in Kvarken, and there are countless hidden bays and narrow sounds where they could sneak away from the authorities during dark autumn nights. During the Prohibition period from 1919 to 1931, when alcohol was banned in Finland, this archipelago was also the favorite hideout of liquor smugglers.
The man rowed as silently as he could, since sound travels far over still water surfaces, and they had seen the custom official's boat in the harbour. He and two of his mates pretended to be out spearfishing for pike in the dark, but actually, they were on their way to Halsun, where they had hidden their motorboat in the reeds. Out on international waters, an Estonian liquor ship waited, loaded with thousands and thousands of liquor canisters. Most often, each canister held 10 litres of 96% alcohol, but they were selling cognac and whiskey too. The men were going to buy some and hide it for a while on a skerry. They had even dug a small cellar in a cobble field formed by the ice during the latest ice age and then risen up by the land uplift. Yeah, he had read about that process in the newspaper and laughed about it. Imagine, they had the land uplift to thank for all the nice hiding places in the archipelago. The land uplift was usually just a nuisance. How could the customs officials or police possibly know on which of the thousands of skerries or where along the thousands of kilometres of coastline the liquor caches were hidden? And even if the authorities found one cache, it was almost impossible to pin it on a certain owner. Almost all the new land in the Kvarken Archipelago that had risen above sea level over the last couple of centuries due to land uplift is owned not by private individuals, but jointly by whole villages. but it was still a dangerous cat and mouse chase they played with the authorities. These bays here have seen many a dangerous boat chase between the authorities and the local smugglers. Quite often, the smugglers owned the faster boats and more cars on land, but some chases nonetheless ended in shootings with deadly outcomes. Some smugglers ended up serving long sentences in jail, while others eventually got very rich, just as he was planning to do.
Nowadays, everything is peaceful and serene here, and the picturesque summer cabins stand dotted along the shores instead, pretty as pearls on a necklace. In the whole of the Kvarken Archipelago World Heritage Area, there are more than 1,000 holiday homes, ranging from traditional fishing cabins to luxurious villas. On the island of Breiðskär alone, here on the other side of the bridge, there are over 230 summer cabins and more than 160 sauna buildings. The sauna culture in Finland is inscribed on UNESCO's representative list of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity. There's a sauna in almost every Finnish household, but Finns particularly appreciate their beach saunas as they represent the long summer nights, health, well-being, and their beloved summer holiday time. Not all Finns like to swim in the sea, though, since it most often feels too cold. But some Finns actually like to swim in the sea all year round, often in holes that have been cut in the ice, especially for winter bathers. The tradition here is to alternate between an invigorating, freezing cold dip and the comforting warmth of the sauna, and then back again. It definitely gets the endorphins rushing and the blood circulating. Maybe you should try it sometime.